Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, to be overcome.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, sometimes we are quick to judge others, but you have commanded us not to judge. Keep us mindful, Father, that when we judge others, we are living outside of your will for our life. You have forgiven us. Lord, let us forgive others. Let us love them and let us help them without judging them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to
never one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Today, we will ask you for the things we need in every circumstances, in every season of life. We will come to you in prayer. You know the desires of our heart. Lord, grant them, we ask. Yet not our will, Father, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the
Praise the Lord. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Victory in Battle. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. And it says, the battle is the Lord's. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Whatever battle you face today, take hold of the truth that God can lead you to victory. You may go through times of failure. Life may not always turn out the way you planned, but ultimately, God will be glorified, and you will be blessed as you trust him. Every challenge you face presents an opportunity for God to display his wisdom, his power, his faithfulness, and his love to you. So instead of yielding to thoughts of fear or failure, make a commitment to trust him. How do you do so? Well, first, recall past victories. All the times he's helped you in the past. Second, search your heart to make sure everything is right with God. And third, make the conscious effort to reject discouragement and strengthen yourself with his truth. Fourth, recognize the real nature of the battle, which is spiritual. And fifth, respond to the challenge with a positive confession of your faith in the Lord. And finally, rely on God's power for success. Once you have spent time with the Lord and know that it's His will for you to enter the battle, you can count on the victory. You can face any circumstances with confidence and hope because it is God's strength, wisdom, and power that will ultimately lead you to triumph. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, this battle belongs to you. And we know you will triumph. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause He is worthy to pray.
Let's worship,
yes,
pray.
Come on, sing along,
honor and glorify His name.
Oh, yeah.
Let's worship,
yes,
oh, and pray.
Everybody,
the Lord,
praise the Lord.
Oh,
the Lord, praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we are part of your family, and we praise you for your gifts and for your love. You have also blessed us with our earthly family, and we pray for them that they might be protected and blessed by you. Let us show love and acceptance for our family, Lord, so that through us, they might come to know and to love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth leaving.
Lord, your holy word is a light unto the world. Let us study it, trust it, and share it with all who cross our path. Let us discover you, Father, in the quiet moments of the day, and in all that we say and do. Help us to be a worthy witness as we share the good news of your perfect Son and your perfect word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. to God, withholding nothing. Dear Lord, as we look to the future, we will place our trust in you. If we become discouraged, we will turn to you. If we are afraid, we will seek strength in you. You are our Father, and we will place our hope, our trust, and our faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
the way you act. Never let you go. Where you at?
Your faithfulness, Lord, is everlasting. You are faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to you. Today, let us serve you with our heart, our souls, and our mind. And then, let us rest in the knowledge of your unchanging and constant love for us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
This means
this means war.
This means
Dear Lord, we will focus on your love, your power, your promises, and your Son. When we are weak, we will turn to you for strength. When we are worried, we will turn to you for comfort. When we are troubled, we will turn to you for patience and perspective. Help us God our thoughts, Lord, so that we may honor you this day and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection, and
Somebody to raise
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through 12. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And this is Jesus gives the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus gives the Beatitudes. Amen. Verse 1 says, one day as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Verse 3, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those, blesses you when you peep, when peep, amen. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because they are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. In those last two verses, Jesus said to be happy when we are persecuted for our faith. Persecution can be good because it takes our eyes off earthly rewards. It strips away superficial belief. It strengthens the faith of those who endure, and our attitude through it serves as an example to others who follow. We can be comforted knowing that God's greatest prophets were persecuted. Elijah, Jeremiah, Daniel. The fact that we are being persecuted proves that we have been faithful. Faithless people would be unnoticed in the future. God will reward the faithful by receiving them into his eternal kingdom, where there is no more persecution. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings on our nation. We thank you for our form of government. We thank you for the freedoms and liberties we enjoy as citizens of this fine country. We pray, Father, that you will help us to be a godly people. Help us to serve you in such a way that we might become better citizens of this country in which we live. Help us to give ourselves supremely to you as we seek to be good citizens in our community. In Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Perhaps no sayings of Jesus are more familiar but less understood by the average Christian than the Beatitudes. Most congregations could be classified as becoming to one of three groups on the basis of their attitude toward the Beatitudes. In one group, there are those whose attitude is, come to think of it, I don't know what they mean. I have never tried to learn, and I don't care. Not many of this group come to church. Amen? In a second group, there are those whose attitude is, I have thought about the Beatitudes. I have wished I could have these qualities in my life, but this quest is not for me. These ideas are too high. I cannot attain to them. A large percentage of the average congregation would fall into this group. In a third group are those whose attitude is, the Beatitudes are idealistic. Only Jesus ever exhibit them perfectly. Being meek and merciful and pure in heart are qualities we will have in heaven, but they aren't for now. Not so. The Beatitudes are for the here and now. If Jesus had not wanted these qualities to be exhibited in our lives until we get to heaven, he would have waited until then to tell us. Amen? So, what about the Beatitudes? What is the correct attitude toward these sayings of Jesus? Think about those questions and consider three questions about them taken as a unity. Amen? My text for this message is coming from Matthew 5:2, and it says, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, praise God. And my title for this message is Questions About the Beatitudes. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen? The first one is, what are the Beatitudes? So let's find out. The Beatitudes are plain, simple statements of fact or truth, not promises of reward. Jesus did not say that if a person is poor in spirit, he will give him the kingdom in order to make him happy. The poor in spirit are happy, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, in verse 3. Amen. Jesus did not give gifts to make us happy. He creates conditions within us that enable us to find happiness everywhere. Jesus gives people a character that radiates happiness regardless of outward circumstances. Praise God. The Beatitude describes not seven different classes of people, but seven different character traits or elements of Christian excellence in one individual. Who is a Christian? A subject of the kingdom. Jesus is here describing what he came to create in the subjects of his kingdom. The whole Sermon on the Mount treats treats the character and conduct of members of the kingdom. Those who become Christians. Amen. So here at the very outset, we have the character Christ desires and requires of his followers sketched in these seven characteristics. These traits do not exclude one another, but are mutually dependent. Those who are meek also need to be merciful. Those who are merciful also need to be pure in heart. Praise be to God. What do the Beatitudes teach? Well, the Beatitudes teach Christ's doctrine of the kingdom. The multitude in Jesus' day, for lack of knowledge, degraded and materialized the teachings of the coming kingdom. They believe the kingdom of God to be a perpetual banquet where they would eat food and make merry. Nope, that is not it. The more privileged classes were not more spiritual than the masses, they thought of the coming kingdom as a political revolution when the hated Romans would be overthrown. They had the wrong idea about Jesus coming and dying on the cross. The Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount as a whole were a flat contradiction of both of these misconceptions. They taught, rather, that the kingdom is a spiritual realm that is not of this world. Though in it, the kingdom of heaven is wherever the laws of heaven rule in the hearts of people. When Jesus spoke of his kingdom, he was speaking from a level of spiritual elevation into the blessedness of which he would lead humankind. Amen? Praise be to God. The Beatitude teaches Christ's doctrine of happiness. In this, the Beatitudes cut straight across the ideas of the world. Who are the happy people? If carnal man were to draw up a list of Beatitudes, they would go something like this. Blessed are the rich. Blessed are the famous. Blessed are the well-born. Blessed are the cultured. Those who live in ease and luxury. But do not Christ. But not so Christ. People look out. Look to outward circumstances for happiness. They're never going to find it. Not in money. Not in their culture. Not in their anything. Unless they have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Christ looks to character. Happiness is decided not by what we have, but by what we are. Amen? It's not about what you have. It's about who you are. Happiness is never dependent on outward conditions, but always on an inward spirit, the spirit that dwells within us. Therefore, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, that they that moan, the meek, the merciful, the pure in heart. All of these are inward qualities of heart and not outward circumstances. Amen? Praise be to God. How may we profit from a series of studies on the Beatitudes? Studying this perfect picture of Christian character, we will be able to see ourselves as we are. Amen? By this standard, we will be able to take stock to see how far short we fall. Are we poor in spirit, meek, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers? We are not. But why not? Studying this perfect picture of Christian character, we may see ourselves as we could be, as Christ intended us to be. Seeing this, let us, in Philippians 3:14, press on toward the goal. Amen. Studying this perfect picture of Christian character, we may be challenged to make some progress toward bridging the gap between what we are and what we ought to become. Praise be to God. And none will find happiness in this world or the next who do not seek it from Christ by the rule of his word. He taught them what was the evil they should abhor and what the good they should seek and abound in. Our Savior here gives 8 characters of blessed people, which represent to us the principles, grace of a Christian. The poor in spirit are happy. These brings their minds to their condition. When it is a low condition, they are humble and lowly in their own eyes. They see their want, bewail their guilt, and thirst after a redeemer. The kingdom of grace is of such. The kingdom of glory is for them. Those that moan are happy. The godly sorrow that works true repentance, a humble mind and continual dependency on the mercy of God in Christ. Amen. With constant seeking the Holy Spirit to cleanse away the remaining evil seems here to be intended. Heaven is the joy of our Lord, a mountain of joy to which our way is through a veil of tears. Such mourners shall be comforted by their God. The meek are happy. The meek are those who quietly submit to God, who, when insulted, are silent or return a soft answer, who, in their patience, keep possession of their own souls. When they can scarcely keep possession of anything else, meekness promotes wealth, comfort, and safety, even in this world. Those who are hungry and thirst after righteousness are happy. Righteousness is here put for all spiritual blessings. These are purchased for us by the righteousness of Christ and confirmed by the faithfulness of our God. Our desires for spiritual blessings must be earnestly desired. Though all desire for grace are not grace, yet such a desire as this is a desire of God's own raising, and he will not forsake the work of his own hand. The merciful are happy. We must not only bear our own affliction patiently, but we must do all we can to help those who are in misery. We must have compassion on the souls of others and help them. Pity those who are in sin and seek to snatch them out like brands from the burning. The pure in heart are happy, for they shall see God. Here, holiness and happiness are fully described and put together. The heart must be purified by faith and kept for God. Create in me such a clean heart, O God. None but the pure are capable of seeing God. Nor would heaven be happiest to the impure, as God cannot endure to look upon their iniquities, so they cannot look upon his purity. Hallelujah. The peacemakers are happy. They love and desire and delight in peace and study to be quiet. They keep the peace that so it is not broken and recover it when it is broken. If the peacemakers are blessed, woe to the peacemakers. Those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake are happy. This saying is peculiar to Christianity. Peculiar to Christianity, and it is more largely insisted upon than any of the rest. Although there is nothing in our suffering that can have merit before God, yet God will provide that those who lose all for him, even life itself, shall not lose by him. Amen. So in the end, bless Jesus. How different are thy maxims from those of men of this world. They call the proud happy and admire the gay, the rich, the powerful, and the victorious. May we find mercy from the Lord. May we be owned as his children and inherit his kingdom. With these enjoyments and hopes, we may cheerfully welcome low or painful circumstances. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that for the next 8 Sunday evenings, we will consider the Beatitudes. 7 of these are found in Matthew's 5. Be quiet. 3-9. The 8th and often forgotten but authentic Beatitude of Jesus is found in Acts 20 and 35. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is on to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk with Christ. Amen. Praise God. Excuse me. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m., when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Praise be to God. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and holiday. Please be careful with the fireworks and the crime and everything that's out there. Stay safe. Wear your masks if you're still wearing them. And God bless you. And happy, happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. To all of my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio listeners. In Jesus' name, I love you and God bless you. And on that note, we're going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
That's it.